Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Do you believe in love?
Good job. Come on.
I love Huey Lewis in the News.
Yeah, I can't do this either.
Power of Love. Bill, you got any?
No, I'm drawing a blank.
We should know.
I'm a Huey fan. Seen him live.
Is there a work song?
The Heart of Rock and Roll is in Cleveland, right? What's that one called?
Heart of Rock and Roll is still beating.
Yeah. It's in Cleveland.
I thought, well, that makes sense. It's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I have to question that one.
Well, you guys know I'm a lyrics expert here.
Yeah, that song's pretty good. If I had my computer, I'd just whip up his hits. Yeah. It's good. All Huey Lewis songs are pretty good.
Hip to be square.
Yep. Hip to be square. I'll give that a solid 7. Just right on the nose.
Do You Believe in Love is maybe his best one, right?
Probably.
Bill's doing this.
I know this. The song, Huey Lewis in the News, big fan. Seen him live.
No, you haven't?
Seen him live, yes.
Awesome concert.
I will say this. It's a little bubblegumish. It's a little bit of a, you might hear it like a live concert, but you're in a mall. You're at a mall or something.
That's not a walk-in song?
No, it's not a walk-in song, no. It's a 6-4.
Whoa.
It's a 6-4.
Okay. How were they in concert?
Outstanding.
I'd love to see Huey Lewis and the news. We can't forget the news.
Yes, the news. But that, you guys, we're the band. We're the news.
That's awesome. He's Huey, but we're the news. Over here.
Here we go. Working for a Living. That's what I was thinking of, the working song. That's a good song. Yeah, Hip to Be Square. Mm-hmm. Do You Believe in
that's
Love?
That's their biggest song. Do You Believe in Love, right? It has to be.
I like Working for a Living. Yeah.
I Want a New Drug.
I Want a New Drug.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all good. Yeah. They're all pretty good. Yeah. None of them blow your socks off.
Now he's definitely in the Hall of Fame, right?
We'll have to ask Rick Heyman. We'll have to know. But on that note, let's get to him. We're joined now by Rick Heyman, starter Heyman Jewelers. Rick, good morning. Nice song today.
Hey, listening on the stream, I didn't hear. What was your rating, Jake?
Oh, yeah, I didn't give mine. I'm going to go with an 8.2. I like Huey. I like all things Huey Lewis in the News. Big fan.
Good. Way better than those other two guys. Okay.
Heyman's coming at it personally. Yeah, he's been attacking us.
It's getting personal here.
Okay. We have so many interwoven aspects here from what you've talked about today. By the way, how about my D-backs? Come on, man.
Well, I gave him some props.
For the Diamondbacks.
Yep.
NLCS, here we come.
Yep.
5 in a row. Unbelievable. And they were wild cards. So, incredible job. And maybe I get to watch them here if they're on during the daytime instead of 9 o'clock every night. So, okay. So, Bill, your House Menders guys.
Yes, tremendous.
I'm going to call them.
Well, there you go.
I'm always looking for people.
They're hard to find, awesome. Aren't they, Rick?
And the song Ghostbusters, which they should use.
That's what I was saying. Yeah.
That has a tie-in with Huey Lewis. So, I mean, it's just so
this is incredible,
ironic,
Rick,
that you guys were talking about that. Because in 84, Ray Parker Jr., who wrote and sang the song for the Ghostbusters movie, ended up getting sued by Huey Lewis because they basically stole their song, I Want a New Drug, and made it Ghostbusters. It's the exact same song.
Ooh.
So they ended up paying them, and that was a big no-no back in those days. So I Want a New Drug is one of the great hits from Huey.
Okay,
I've seen Huey Lewis, too. They do a lot of golf events. They're big-time golfers. And incidentally, that horn section, that's the Tower of Power horn section, which they're going to be in Omaha, I think, soon. If you've never seen them, that's a show you definitely want to go to. two, but those guys were incredible. So Huey, yeah, some of the hits were, this is movie songs. This is the theme song for one of the most famous movies of all time, Back to the Future.
Wow.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, yeah, hot band, great, great singer. The band was so tight. Some other ones, Stuck With You, Jake.
I love that song. Yeah. I am lucky.
Do You Believe in Love? Heart and Soul. I Want a New Drug. The Heart of Rock and Roll. If This Is It. Hip to Be Square. I Know What I Like. Doing It All for My Baby. Perfect World. Just hit after hit. These guys were just, and the lyrics on this song, and you're the lyric guy, Sip, are incredible, describing what love is, the power of love. I mean, it's just amazing. How they wrote this stuff is beyond me. I could never write songs. I wrote like 3 songs in my whole life, and it was just damn near impossible. So with that in mind, by the way, they were nominated for 4 Grammy Awards in their career.
Okay.
And the Tower of Power horns eventually retired from Huey because they were touring on their own so much, and they still are. And they're old. I mean, a lot of those guys are really old, and Huey's, you know, no spring chicken at this point. So, but they're still out playing. I mean, it's crazy. They play every year at the Phoenix Open in the tent. You know, they have those big tents, which is an experience to go to. You want to see some crazy times.
Yeah.
So, with that in mind, Stump the Sippers and the Coach.
Okay.
What instrument does Huey Lewis play?
Oh, God, I've seen videos.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Think, Sip.
I would say the tambourine.
Are you going to see Z? It's a harmonica.
Oh, God.
In fact, he was known as a harmonica player ever long before he became a singer. Oh, he played on a lot of records, the harmonica parts.
Hmm.
Okay, Coach.
Yes.
Under or over 25 million albums sold?
Oh, over. I'll take a diamond.
You get a diamond. 30 million and counting.
30 million. Yes. Nice, huh? There you go, Bill. Huey. Back to Sip.
Huey and the News.
Huey, come
back on. Back to Sip. And I do have a bonus question for everybody. This is for Sip. More or less than 18 top 10 singles?
That's easy.
I mean, I always think because he's asking, it must be more. More.
You get a diamond, 19.
Really? Okay. Well, I would have went low.
You would have gone lower than that.
Low, I would have. Great.
19 top hits. Look
19,
at Huey.
Think about that. 19 top 10 singles.
God,
that's awesome. Incredible.
What a dude.
Man, the bonus for everybody, including Josh. By the way, tell
Wake
Josh,
up, Josh
to send me a copy of his EP on my email, Jake. I want to hear it.
I'll do that.
Are they or are they not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
They got to be.
I got to say yes.
I'm saying yes.
Yeah, we're all going yes. Yeah, we all 4 say yes, Rick.
You get 4 CZ.
Oh, no. 18 top 10 hits.
I'm going to say
19.
This right now.
19 top 10
hits.
Screw
the Hall of Fame at this point. 19 top 10 hits.
I know this, Rick.
Fame.
There's a lot of people in the Hall of Fame.
Farley's outside with the bang.
What is Farley doing?
What is he doing?
Look at Farley.
He's got
I don't
a
know what he's doing. Farley, you're scaring us.
Frankly, he is.
I'm saying this, Rick. Crap. If he's not in the Hall of Fame, then that's just that's a crime.
There's
it's
a lot crime. Of people in that Hall of Fame, Rick, that don't have 19 top 10 hits.
That's crap.
You got that right.
Yeah, that's crap is what that is. Let's get Huey in the Hall of Fame.
The Hollies are in the Hall of Fame.
Well, they're good. I like the Hollies, but they don't have 19 top hits, that's for sure. Rick, what's going on right now at Sauter Heyman Jewelers?
Hey, Hey, Starter Heyman, we're 118 years old. Can you believe it?
Wow.
We're having a giant sale, 20% off all diamond items. So earrings, bracelets, rings, you name it, anything with a diamond in it, 20% off or more right now through the 25th of October. Hey, we may be 118 years old, but we're cooler and fresher than ever. Check us out at starterheyman.com on Facebook and Instagram, and I'll post more interesting things about the great Huey Lewis and the news on my personal Facebook at Rick Heyman.
Again, your song of the day,
you,
The
Rick.
Power of Love by
great
Huey Lewis and the news. Rick, thanks for the time. We'll chat with you again next week.
Bye-bye.
It's Rick Heyman's Starter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day. Again, The Power of Love. Huey Lewis in the news. I gave it the highest score.
Mm-hmm.
That's uncommon. Yeah. It's uncommon. Usually, Rick knows I give his scores a lower rating.
And you don't
even
play much of the songs like he wants you to.
Well, I think I played enough of that one. It was good, though. It was good. Top of the hour next, an early break in the ticket.
Rick wants you to play the long.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.